I was walking down the street one morning, going for one of my morning walks, wanting to clear my mind, sitting in gratitude for the fact that I was able to get up and to walk in the first place, really, really in a light energy, in a space, taking back roads, didn't want to, you know, get in anyone's way. And I'm in a neighborhood, minding my business, glistening in the sun, you know, breaking necks as I walk by as per usual, I must admit. And I see a lady walking towards me, a white lady. I'm walking south, she's walking north, and she's walking her dog, and I think nothing of it. That is not a rare occurrence in these Toronto streets. And again, I'm walking, minding my business, and when I get, you know, I want to say within 5 meters of her, she jumps back as if I lunged at her, or if I motioned towards her, or made a sudden movement, or, you know, quickened my speed towards her. Bitch, if you don't get your colonizing ass out of my face, okay, with your faux outrage, your faux concern for your safety, okay, and like to top it off, we're social distancing, so I know I stepped around that woman. And I think it's so hilarious that, I think it's so funny. Shit is so fucking funny that they can systemically push us out of neighborhoods, have their nice, you know, lush, plush, hidden from the major roadways neighborhoods in the city, push us out of them systematically, and then get shook when they see us as if they forget that we still exist. Literally out of sight, out of mind for these losers. But anyway, I was not gonna let her steal my black joy. And I really did not want anything that she has. And she does not possess even a fraction of the magic that I possess in my pinky toe. So I kept it pushing. Okay, I did not even let her know that I clocked her reaction, because she, who again? Okay, that's what I thought. And so in that moment, or in those moments, I transitioned into being grateful that I had the opportunity to walk and clear my mind in the first place. Really being grateful for me pushing myself physically as well as mentally, carving out that time to be by myself. Yeah, I might be with music, I might be with a podcast, but I also have the option to be by myself and strategize on how I want to ask for my raise, or plan out how I want to approach this campaign, or XYZ. That intentional time to just be with yourself, be with your thoughts, know yourself enough to know which thoughts are yours, clear out the ones that are not there to serve you. Doing that when you're strong, of course, because it's not always easy to do that. Really understanding how that intentional time has transformed my life for the better, and how I plan to continue to use it in order to continue to improve my life, because it works. It's difficult to set time for ourselves for some reason. And, you know, the some reasons are many reasons that society places on us. But what they're holding you back from is access to yourself in ways that you don't have otherwise. And that is super important in moving forward, as we can see, because we know that as a collective, we are not actually cared for. And so we have to actually care for ourselves. And we can only care for ourselves when we know ourselves. And I've said this before and I'll probably say it again. So who are you? But if you're listening to this, I would love for you to build in some type of practice, some intentional outside practice. If it's your backyard, if it's your balcony, if it's your front yard, if it's your, you know, the space outside of your lobby, if it's outside of your job, if it's at your windowsill, if it's at the on the stairs where the patch of sun, but intentionally compromise with yourself, figure out, I mean, it could be as big or as small as you want it to be, but you gotta want it to be. And I think you're worth it. I don't know you, but I think you're worth it. I might not know you. Shout out to my friends. But I would encourage all of us to think about ways that we can implement our intentional outdoor time for we, us. Because I have a feeling that it will be very important in preparing us for what is to come. Because shit is brazy out here. And I love my people. And I want my people to be safe and prepared. And, you know, I'm betting on us. And that's why I'm sharing this. Because I love us. And I appreciate you listening. Okay. I could not finish this episode without mentioning that your girl is live on your favorite podcasting platform. Yes, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you will be able to find 29 and. So make sure you type in 29 and then the plus sign, no spaces, and you'll be able to find me. You can find me on Apple Podcasts. You can find me on Google Podcasts. You can find me on TuneIn, Pocket Casts, Breaker, Stitcher, Mixcloud, and all of the links are on my website. So wherever you listen to pods, subscribe. Let's do some reviews. Let's start playing with the algorithms of these Babylon apps to get me a little bit more visibility, at least in these Canadian streets, because, you know, I'm speaking to my Black Canadian folks right now. I'm fucking live, bitch. Fucking subscribe. Like, what are you waiting for? Subscribe, tell a friend. Share this with your good people with good sense. Let's keep healing. Let's keep growing. I'm so excited and I love you. Thank you.